Blog Talk Radio.
A snob is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster. Always thinking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass.
Sports Radio Show. This is Princess, and we are having our first March Madness show where we're going to pick some of our bracket winners. We're going to look at some Final Four. Also, we're going to look at some people that we thought were snubbed. Who do I have on the phone with me today?
This is Nation Number One.
I was hoping that was you, Nation's Number One. Hold on right there. We're going to talk a little bit about some biggest snubs in the in the March Madness. And then we'll look at SMU because I think they were the biggest snub that we had in March Madness. And they were the first team since 2004 not to be picked into the dance. As a matter of fact, they beat UConn twice this year, and they beat Memphis, and they beat Cincinnati. So at 25, I think, and 6, they did not make the dance. So they are number one seed in the NIT tournament, which starts tomorrow night. Nation's Number One, who has been your favorite team all season before we start picking some bracket winners?
I'll be honest with you. I really like Florida. I know I hadn't been showing it around the office, but I've been really taking a good look at Florida. And with that senior type team and with the way they've shown that they can also fight back from adversity and still pull out victories, they're going to be a team to deal with.
I think you're right. I think Florida will be a team to deal with. I'm kind of concerned because in that bracket with them is Kansas. Also in that bracket is who else is in there? Syracuse is in that bracket. And if they – of course they're going to beat their 16th seed on Thursday. And then they got to come back on Saturday. And they will probably hit the matchup between Colorado and Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh looked good against the Tar Heels, although I think the Tar Heels are having a down year. But that's a pretty tough bracket to come out of. Do you see on a good day where probably Syracuse could beat them?
I don't. I mean, Syracuse, they've been a hyped-up team. Yes, they had a couple – I mean – the other team showed and laid the pathwork to beating them. They just couldn't get over the hump themselves. But they had 4 or 5 buzzer beater last plays to even pull out victories that they should have easily won. So that tells me either they're playing down to their to the team they're playing, or they're not playing to their full potential. Either way, they've shown the pathwork to beating them. You know, Florida has played some tough teams. And they've really shown that they got that gusto to pull it out. I really believe that. I believe they're a better team than Syracuse.
Yes. Now, last year, Florida couldn't buy a close win. They had six losses last year where the point difference was less than three. They couldn't buy a close win. This year, they've had eight close games, and they've won six out of eight. They lost to Wisconsin, of course, who that was when they had didn't have all their players, and Wisconsin was at full strength, and Scotty Wilbekin was suspended at that time. And they lost a buzzer beater to Shabazz Napier and UConn, which, you know, I give them credit for hanging in there. But, you know, Syracuse is long and lengthy. They are. And when they have a good shooting night, they're on. But what happened was they flirted with that loss for about three games with buzzer beaters. And then all of a sudden,
I'm starting to lose you.
Yeah, so I will go with you. We're going to start with the South region, nation number one, and we're going to take a look at some because we're going to wait on Everett. Everett's going to be on at 8:15, and then I want to talk about the Lady Gamecocks getting a number one seed. That was just announced about 30 minutes ago. But let's look at Florida. They are going to play the team Albany versus Mount St. Mary and play tonight. We know the point. Number one has never lost to a 16 seed.
They're not going to lose to the 16 seed. They're going to win that game pretty handily. That game is already won. I mean, I know you got to show up and play anyway, but I just don't see a healthy Florida team losing to a 16 seed.
Exactly. So then we have Colorado 8 and Pittsburgh 9. You know, I've only seen Pittsburgh play a couple of times, and I haven't seen Colorado all year.
You kind of break it up, so I can't really hear you. But I really believe that a Pittsburgh team, a Colorado team is sneaky. They got a pretty good team. Colorado is not nothing to sleep on. Pittsburgh will have to play that night.
Okay, I lost a minute. We want to make sure to do a lot of good radio. And then if you really want to talk about some March Madness, give us a call, 347-637-3286. Before we went to break, nation number one, we were talking about the number 8 seed in Colorado and the number 9 seed in Pittsburgh. If that is going to be any type of upset, I'm picking Pittsburgh. What do you think about that particular game?
I think that's going to be a good game. That's going to be a game that Pittsburgh is going to have to play because Colorado, they do have a pretty decent squad. They're kind of long. They got an up and down, up tempo type of game. Pittsburgh will have to come. They're going to have to play fundamental basketball. They're going to have to box out. They're going to have to make sure they pass it, you know, and swing it, keep swinging the ball to the open man, and they're going to have to knock down shots. And basically, they're really going to have to hit free throws, too. It's not going to be a game that they can just walk in and think they have.
Yeah, You know, I agree with you. Pittsburgh made some noise in the ACC tournament because they did take out North Carolina, and then, you know, they went on and they lost in the next round. I think that was to Duke. They lost to.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. You know, they do play defense, and as a matter of fact,
yeah.
they said that they're just as tough on defense, and I was talking about ESPN and Jay Billis, said they were
yeah.
just as tough on defense as Florida was. So they said
right.
also ESPN thought that if Florida had a down night and Pittsburgh get to that next round, Florida could be in for a tough game on Saturday if that was a matchup. We'll get into the 5-12 in the season, number 5, VCU, against number 12, SF Austin. And that's a game where, you know, last year, the 12th seed beat the 5th seed 3 out of the 4 games last year. So this is always of interest in every region to see what the 5-12 does. But VCU, Shaka Smart is a former assistant of Billy Donovan. So he's a disciple of that full court press. He's a disciple of play defense first and your offense
right.
will come around. So we
That's
will
right.
see what they have. But what do you think of VCU and SF Austin?
I like VCU against them. Shaka Smart is an outstanding coach. I mean, I really like what he's doing. I mean, I'm even wishing for my son to go just a few more inches and maybe Shaka will come to South Carolina and pick my son up. I really like him
yeah.
just that much.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Shaka believes in playing a lot of guards. He is like that
yeah.
Jay Wright in Villanova. He'll play 4 guards
yeah.
in a heartbeat and then a center and go with it because he really believes in that full court press and he believes in defense and he'll play that scrappy up and down
yeah.
and taking the ball away. So definitely VCU there. I don't see where
yeah.
Austin is going to give him any type of trouble. The next one we want to take a look at is number 4, UCLA, and number 13, Tulsa. Now, this is a game where Tulsa is now head coach is Danny Manning, you know, a Kansas
yeah.
disciple. They won the national championship with Danny Manning, and he went on to a pretty
yeah.
good NBA career. So it's Tulsa against UCLA, and I'm almost pressed to pick Tulsa in this because they look so good coming down the stretch. I only saw UCLA play a couple of times because they're in the Pac-12 and they're on so late. But from my understanding, they are a lot along just like Syracuse, but with a little better outside shooting. Are you going to go with it on the 13 here, or what do you think? UCLA 4, 13 Tulsa.
You know, Tulsa is a streaky, funny team. You don't want to sleep on them, but UCLA, they're long, they're rangy, they got great outside shooting, which they didn't really have in the recent years, you know, past recent years, but they've seem like they did great recruiting. They got the shooters. They got a little inside game going now. And they just won a couple of tough games just recently in the tournament. I really think UCLA
mm-hmm.
can be kind of dangerous if you sleep on them. They can slide in there. So I think for that one, even though Danny Manning is who he is and what he's done, he's not in Kansas anymore. So Total got to go home. I think
yeah.
UCLA will pull that out.
I give UCLA a lot of credit because I think this is their first year with the new coach because Holland is gone. Holland. He's gone, and he was there for about 6 or 7 years. He took him to the national championship.
Uh-huh.
The next year in 2007 and made the Final Four. So he had some good teams, and one of those teams, Kevin Love, was on. But they've changed coaches, and now they're right back in the NCAA tournament with a new coach at a number 4 seed. And I agree with you. I think they have what it takes to compete with Chuck Smart and the rest of them. So we'll
right.
talk Syracuse in Western Michigan. Syracuse is the number 3 seed, and Western Michigan is the number 14. Syracuse, I think, disappointed a lot of when they fell off like they did, and they did fall off. They just
yeah.
couldn't seem to get a good, consistent winning streak going again.
Yeah.
What do you think
yeah.
about Syracuse and Western Michigan? I think Syracuse does.
I think Syracuse will win this one. I think they will use this to try to get their confidence back. I don't see them getting a comfortable lead and then putting starters on the bench. I think he will play these starters pretty much throughout the whole game to get their confidence back to win the next few games that they got to maybe get to the national title game, at least make it to the national title game or the Final Four. But I think they will use this game as a confidence game And I think they will go out there and they will do their best to try to crush Western Michigan.
We're back with Never Had It So Good Sports Talk Radio. It is now 18 after the hour, and we are talking March Madness and Final Four predictions, and we're also looking bracket by bracket, region by region, and picking some winners here between me and Nation's number one. We are expecting Everett Summers to be on the show, and when he does, we're going to break away and talk a little bit of women's college basketball. South Carolina Gamecock women were announced as the number one seed, and they're going to be out west, and they're going to be in Seattle. Tennessee was always and also announced as the number one seed, and that was a surprise. So they really thought at that time that the Gamecocks had no chance of getting a number one seed. But surprise, surprise, they did. And Dawn Staley's very happy. The city of Columbia is happy. And as a, you know, as a Gator fan, I am too happy for the Gamecocks and these lady Gamecocks. They played very well. They kind of faltered a little bit down the stretch, lost to Tennessee their last game, and then lost to Kentucky in the second round of the SEC tournament. But they seem to be back on track. They're practicing now, and I guess the NCAA really rewarded them and recognized that they really had an excellent season. So they gave them a number one seed and sent them out to Seattle. So congrats to them, but we will talk with Everett Summers and get his comments on that also. He did text me as soon as it was announced. He seems to be excited. But Nation's number one, I want to get back to the bracket here and talk. I think we were talking Syracuse and Western Michigan, and we were talking that Syracuse kind of faltered, but now they're back. I don't see them losing this game.
No, I don't see them losing it either. I see Syracuse using this as a confidence game. Get those guys back on track. I don't see them pulling those guys out of the game after X amount of time saying, okay, we think we may have this win. They're going to play those starters and the first one or two that the rotation off the bench, the high-priority people that come off the bench. And I think they're going to actually go out to try to crush Western Michigan to build their confidence back up to make a run deep into the March Madness.
I agree with you. I think you're right. You hit the nail on the head. They're not going to play around with this game, and no one's going to be coming out with 5 or 6 minutes to go. This is a practice. This is a play-in game for them, and I think they're going to keep their starters out there to try to gain some more confidence and, of course, get some more ability to gel and be a team again. They were playing really well. They really seemed like a well-oiled machine early in the season, and then they just ran into the buzzsaw in the meat of the ACC in their first chance, you know, getting into the ACC in this conference. So I do agree with you. It's going to be hard to get them off the court. If they're up by much, you know, in the last 2 minutes, then I think they'll pull the starters. But this is a game definitely for them to practice and get ready. So I think this 3 seed will definitely be the 14th seed. Now, I must admit, this next game, I don't really know much about either one of these teams, New Mexico and Stanford. Haven't watched a lot of teams out west at all, but Stanford being a 10th seed, New Mexico being the 7th seed, you just give me yours. I'll probably just take the 7th seed just because I haven't seen these teams, Nature's number one.
I've seen just a tad bit of them because they come on so late at night. New Mexico has a really good team. There was a really good team that was put together. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, I believe Steve Alford from Indiana fame used to coach there before he moved on. So he put together a pretty good core of players before he left. And they do have a pretty decent team. Stanford is a pretty good team also. I kind of think I want to go with New Mexico on that one.
I agree with you. I think Alford did leave that team. He was at Indiana, you know, great. And then, of course, with New Mexico. And I think he is the one that took over the UCLA Bruins. So I think Alford is there. I have Everett Summers on the line. And he texted me real early, as soon as it was announced that the Lady Gamecocks were number one seed. I see some kind of connection here. I can't get you on there. If you can give me a call back, I would appreciate it. Stage number one, do I still have you on the line?
Yeah, I'm still on the line. It's kind of shaky, but I'm here.
All right. Okay. You know what? Let's go ahead and bring in that topic, the Lady Gamecocks. Are you surprised at number one seed, and are you just as happy as I am to see that they are doing so well?
I'm just as happy to see that the Gamecocks have gotten a number one seed. I believe their season is deserving of it. If Tennessee can have it, I know USC is deserving of it. And once we get into play, they're going to show that they do deserve it. And I think they're going to play up to that number one seed capability. I really believe that.
I agree with you. I agree with you. They've proven a lot, and they won away. They won some really tough games away, and they beat Tennessee at their home. So, they beat Kentucky at their home and Tennessee at
Mark, how's your work?
Well, I'm just studying that for
this quarter. All right. You've been writing your stuff down?
Yes.
All right. So this is coming up to fourth quarter. We got to work game face, right?
Yes.
All right. That's what I want to be seeing you do out there on the court next year for somebody for real. All right. I think y'all got practice for it. Work out.
Okay, we're back with Never Had It So Good Sports Radio. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, on Twitter at twitter.com/neverhaditsogoodradio. Also, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/neverhaditsogood. And if you want to chat with me, you can do so at sportstalkprinces.blogspot.com. Everett Summers, do I have you with you? And Nation's number one, do I have you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
And the Gamecocks are in the house as well.
You know what? I knew you were going to come with that. I appreciate you all hanging in there for the technical difficulties. Everett, tell me what you think of those Lady Gamecocks.
I think they deserve it of the number one seed. It was kind of – they didn't play very well down at the finish in the SEC tournament, but I think they were very well deserving because they play in one of the league's toughest basketball women's league in the country in the Southeastern Conference, not taken away from the other schools and other conferences. But I think they were deserving. They leapfrogged, and evidently the people in the selection committee thought so as well by seeing them, because I think the Lady Gamecocks finished number six in the country in the final regular season poll. So, congratulations to Don Staley and her group of young ladies, and we'll see where it goes from here.
I do agree with you, Everett, even though they lost to Tennessee the last game of the season, and then, you know, they bow out early in what was expected of them in the SEC tournament. But the NCAA committee must have seen it a lot different than a lot of us. I give them credit because Don Staley and that group are tenacious, and they are definitely someone that's going to be formidable in the tournament. So they sent them out west, but they did make them a number one seed. Matrix number one, give me your thoughts on Lady Gamecocks now a number one seed.
Like Mr. Summer said, I think it's very deserving. You can't take away with the last couple losses that they had, take away from their season as a whole. I think they played extremely great basketball. They're going to play extremely great basketball.
Yeah.
They're going to put South Carolina back on the map. They're going to put this state back on the map, and they're going to carry us all the way to the Final Four.
Mr. Summers, tell me this. Do you think this is just the start for Dawn Staley and the Lady Gamecocks?
Well, she's been, you know, this is her sixth year at the University of South Carolina, and I think she, over the last 3 years, really put this puzzle together, you know, bit pieces by pieces. And I just think she, you know, there's a young lady that's the number one recruit here in Columbia, South Carolina, in Asia Wilson. You know, she's being recruited by Connecticut and a few other major institutions. And, you know, South Carolina's in the mix for them. And I think she could be a big piece of the puzzle that will take the Gamecocks even farther and keep them in the Final Four for the next 3 or 4 years. But, you know, the tournament's a big deal. It's a whole different ball game. You can be any team could be beaten on any given night. So, you know, I just think they'll do well. I think they're hungry. I think the weak spot for the University of South Carolina is their outside shooting. They're huge in the middle, 6'4", 6'5", 6'6". And they can go deep. They can bring them off the bench. And but they pound it down inside. And you look at the University of Tennessee and what they did so well when they beat South Carolina is they packed that zone in and they forced Carolina to shoot the ball from the outside. South Carolina scores most of their points off of defense and off of pounding that ball down inside to those big girls down in there. But, you know, I think where Don really needs to improve her overall roster is some guards. And she signed, if I'm not mistaken, 2 or 3 McDonald's All-Americans already. And she has a guard coming in from New York that I heard is the real deal. So maybe that's her answer to help this program be a more well-rounded other than just to pound it down inside to those big girls where she has 3 of the best, I think, big girls in the game of basketball right now in women's basketball.
I do agree with you that those 3 girls in the middle on the low post are big girls with some hips on them. And if they start playing nasty and believing that, okay, no one can come in here, I'm going to block it, and then they're going to be good. For some years come in the SEC and the NCAA, and I think it says a lot for them. The NCAA give 2 SEC teams number one seeds. That is powerful, and I'm glad that the Lady Gamecocks are one of them. Before I talk about our little Everett Summers Princess Cooper contest, I want to ask you, Nations number one and Everett first. I'll go with you and then to you, Reggie. What do you think? Who is the biggest snub in the NCAA on the men's side? A lot has been said about SMU. You know, they were the first team ranked in the top 25 not to get to the tournament or be in the top 4. They beat twice. They beat Michigan. Yet they get an NIT invite. Everett, what do you think about that?
Well, I think 25-9, that's a hell of a season. That's a hell of a season for anybody. And to be snubbed by the NC2A, I don't know what the thinking was, you know, for the committee. But, you know, on the good side, you can look at it as SMU is the number one seed in the NIT. You know, that says a lot. There's still some respect, even though they didn't make the big dance. You know, it could have been the strength of scheduling. You know, you look at Conference USA. I thought the Conference USA was down this year a little bit. But I thought, when I looked at their record overall, 25-9, that they were a shoe-in somewhere. Because we have teams in the NCAA and the Big Dance that don't have near the record and that are pretty high seeds. And I just don't understand how, you know, Larry Brown, the legendary Larry Brown, has gone down to, you know, Southern Methodist University and put together and put that program back on the map. I don't understand how they got snubbed. I really don't. It's hard for me to believe. But once again, they're number one seed in the NIT.
Thank you.
and we were talking about the play of Monday, and we were talking about our thank you so much. Can you talk to March Madness? This is number one on the line. Okay. Okay, we can solve the technical difficulties. I have Nature's number one with me. Is it coming? Make sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/NeverHadATokyoSportsRadio. Also, a shout-out to our partners out there, Off Radio and Thad Jackson. Also, Chill Out Jazz and Tim and Garrison. And also, Sid Gaddis and Gaddis Pro Audio. We appreciate all of your help. We will take about a 30-second break, and we'll come back with Everett Summers and Nation's number one, and we'll continue to talk about March Madness. We are back with Never Had So Good Sports Radio. Thank you for hanging in there with us with some technical difficulties. Everett Summers, we were talking about some of the biggest snubs in college basketball and the dance in March Madness, and we were talking SMU 25-9 record. What do you think about that?
Yeah, they definitely got snubbed. I think the committee overlooked them in some form of fashion, and I think they probably looked at their you know, Conference USA overall. Yes, the Conference USA, you know, was down a little bit this year. Other than that, I didn't think that they got left out. I think they definitely got 25-9. Larry Brown, legendary coach down there, has done an outstanding job. But once again, they did get the number one seed. The NCAA did show them a little bit above by giving them the number one seed in the NIT. So, you know, it happens every year. There's always some teams that are always snobbed because of whatever strength of schedule. You know, sometimes you can't go play the little sisters and beat up on them early in the year. Sometimes it comes back and haunts you, and I think this is what happened to SMU. They got stopped. No ifs, ands, buts about it. But let's see what they do in the NCAA next year, and hopefully they can do well in NIT this year with the number one seed overall.
Yeah, you do have to improve that strength of schedule, and you have to strengthen up your out-of-conference schedule every year if you're going to compete in the big dance. I do want to say before you go, Everett, that I am willing to handle my bet, and that is, listeners, that if my team goes all the way to the national championship game and win, Everett Summers will wear a Tim Tebow jersey and a Gator hat and take me to lunch. Now, if he wins, I have to put on that nasty Gamecock jersey that actually says Summers on the back, and I'll wear a Gamecock hat. Are we on the same wavelength there, Everett Summers?
You remember I told you had to go down to the state capitol here in Columbia, South Carolina, and I'm going to also take you to the Vista with your best Gator friend, Hollywood, and I'm going to have WIS Television or WLO 25 here in Columbia or Watch 57. It doesn't matter. I'm going to have someone follow you because I'm really going to rag you guys. I don't think the Florida Gators, I think the Gators are very strong, and I'm very proud of what they've done. I mean, they're SEC team, number one team in the country. Mm-hmm. But you know what? This is the big dance. And you know what? I'm an underdog guy, and I like to see the underdogs. And who's going to be the Cinderella this year? We talked about this earlier. I think the number 14 seed out of the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference in North Carolina Central University, the same North Carolina Central University team in December that went up to NC State, and dropped them by 15 points or better, knocked off Old Dominion and also knocked off the Richmond Spiders out of the Atlantic 10. So they have a lot of talent. They got a lot of kids that will transfer from Division I team. They're big, they're athletic, they're very quick, great guard play. I think they're going to be the Cinderella. So watch out. Watch out for them. And, you know, I'm an underdog. I don't look at the top 10 seed. I like to look from 11 down to 16. Those are the teams that I pull for. But somewhere along
okay.
the line,
okay.
I think the Florida Gators are going to have to face somebody that's going to run up and have just as much talent as they did.
Oh, of course. Once you get through to that Sweet 16, all bets are off. It's mano a mano then, you know. Hey, everybody, I'm here with number one. We're talking bracket. Okay, we'll see if we can get him back here soon. I wanted to talk about some March Madness and what I think the world will look like. In the Midwest, I'm going to pick Louisville to come out of there. And in the West, I'm going to go a little bit further out. I'm going to pick that's my world. What I'm going to be in the national championship game. My years over Michigan State are their full strength. But they have returned to their boys who come down on the stretch. Okay, we'll take a look and come back and talk some fun. We'll be in the office, and we will call it tonight, and we will start picking brackets. We have a bracket out there, never had it so good. We'll be on ESPN.com. Password is winner. Go out and join our group, and let's pick a bracket. Let's see who wins. Know the most about college bracket. So anybody gets to play with me, come on. I've never had a sports show. Okay, this is Never Had It So Good Sports Radio, and we are back, and we're talking March Madness and bracket. Nation's number one, do I have you with me?
Yes, I'm here. I can barely hear you, but I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. It's definitely been a lot of bad weather right here in New York, and that is where our connection is coming from, but I appreciate you hanging in there with me. Of course, as soon as I have Nation's number one on the first Monday night, what happens? Bad connection, but we're going to get it right, and we're going to come back strong next Monday. I know that we're not just going to let the devil beat us. Okay, we're going to talk. I want to get your thoughts on SMU and them being snubbed. 25-9 was their record. They beat UConn twice. They beat Cincinnati and Memphis. Cincinnati makes the dance. They don't. What do you think about SMU and Larry Brown taking them to such a strong record and being the only team in the top 25 not to make the dance?
I say it's a disgrace. I heard Mr. Summer say scheduling patty cakes in the beginning. You got to play somebody, and they play who was set up for them. But the patty cake that they did beat was the UConn that they beat twice and all those, and those guys get higher seeds and get invited to the tournament. I think it's a disgrace. Those guys should be in the tournament. Put your money where your mouth is. It doesn't make a difference if you play a team that's not so good, or what people think is not so good. Did they show up when it was time to play those bigger teams? They showed up. They not only showed up, they won.
I agree with you. They showed up and they won. And you know what? A lot of times your scheduling goes about who doesn't want to play you. And you can try to go out and reach out to some of these big dogs, and they don't want to play you because they don't want to lose to you. So, you know, a lot of that may happen that way. But to have UConn on your schedule twice and Memphis and Cincinnati and to come away
right.
with wins, that says a lot. So congratulations
right.
to them for being a number one seed in the NIT. Before I let you go, Nation's number one, I want to read off the four number one seeds to you and just let you tell me which one you think maybe has a better chance of faltering, if there is such a thing. There's Florida out there in the South. There is Virginia in the East. There's the West, Arizona. And then there's the Midwest with Wichita State. Those are your four number one seeds. Who do you think maybe will falter down the road?
Who was the team you said right before? Arizona.
Arizona. Arizona's in the West. And they have in their bracket, let me tell you, Reggie, Oklahoma State's in their bracket, which I think could, with Marcus Smart, could do something. Also, Baylor is in their bracket, which is a good one that may do something with them. Oregon is in their bracket, and Wisconsin is the number two seed in their bracket. So Arizona has a tough bracket.
Bad news for Arizona. The way they've been playing lately.
Yes, I
That they had a player that was injured. I think he's done for the year. He was a big part.
Yes, done for the year.
He was a big part of Arizona.
I agree with you.
And it shows.
Yep. Now, let me tell you one other bracket, and I want to read out some. In the Midwest with Wichita State, before I let you go, Kentucky's in that bracket. Louisville is in that bracket. Duke is in that bracket. And who else is in there? That's really good. And Michigan. Michigan, Duke, Louisville, and Kentucky in the bracket with Wichita State.
I still say Kentucky has not proven anything to me. They played certain games tough, want to, but those one and dones, they live in doubt, those one and dones. But those guys, they might want to come back for another year because I don't believe they're going to go as far as they think they will.
I appreciate you. You know how much I appreciate you. I'll see my buddy at 5 o'clock at Hillsboro.
All right. Take care. Be blessed.
Okay. All right. This is Never Had a Sports Radio. We're going to take a little break. We'll come back to the show, and we're going to talk a little bit more about women's college basketball and their bracketology. This is Never Had It So Good.
TV on ESPN, NBA, NFL, watch those dishes. You turn that channel off. Turn the TV off, as a matter of fact. I'm good.
Okay, we're back with Never Had a Sexist Sports Radio, and we want to talk a little bit about the women's college basketball bracket before we end tonight and look at a couple of things on that. But make sure to follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/neverhaditradio and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/neverhaditsogoodsportsradio. Also, a shout-out to our partners, Benedict College Tigers. They are now a partner of Never Had It So Good. And also, Chill Out Jazz and Tim Garrison, All Funk Radio, and Thad Jackson, and John Robinson Tile, John Robinson. Those are some of our partners, and we really appreciate you for being a partner of Never Had It So Good Sports Radio. In addition, Sid Gaddison, Gaddis Pro Audio. We thank you for all of the audio equipment. So the brackets were announced tonight for the women's college side of it, and UConn, of course, 34-0, they are number one seed. Notre Dame is a number one seed. There's no surprise there either. And the other two number one seeds, I think a little bit of surprise. Tennessee, a number one seed coming out of the SEC, and then South Carolina Gamecocks are number one seed, and they will be sent out to Seattle. I don't think they mind that. They'll get out there and get to practicing, and I think that they can actually make some noise in the tournament. So congratulations to those four teams. We will see the tournament starting very soon. Men start on Thursday, and I think women start on Saturday. Congratulations to all of the number one seeds out there from the men's side and the women's side. We will see you tomorrow night at 7:30 with Take Tell Exposure tomorrow night, and then on Thursday we'll have Joe Burns and RisingSeniors.com, and then on Friday we are always live at 5 o'clock Hills Barbershop. Never Had It So Good Sports Radio. Yeah.